When the story's weak and the writing's bad, you know it's just for fix and giggles. Hello, welcome back to another episode of Just for Fix and Giggles. And guess what? I'm Gustav.
And I'm Kat.
How have you been, Kat? Been a while, eh?
Fuck you. Yeah, pretty good. I just got back in to America, or I guess also in America, like a week ago.
Nice.
A week. Yeah. Yeah, how about you, man?
Pretty good. I just had a vacation too. I didn't go back. I did not go back to America. My parents came to visit me here in Canada. And
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, we went to Vancouver Island. So. That was fun.
Pretty neato, dude.
Yeah, it was fun.
Hey.
Good little getaway.
It for sure, brother. Heard.
Do we have any mail? I think it's that's our first segment, right? Mail time.
Yeah.
Do the jingle.
I'm doing the jingle?
Yeah, you can do it. Go ahead.
Alright, what time is it? Mail time.
Nice.
Thanks.
And
well, as you will remember, Gustav, from last episode, if you can remember that far back, because we recorded it fucking months ago.
It's like 2 months ago. Yeah.
Yeah. If you can remember, we didn't have mail last time, and we said that if we didn't get any mail in the time we recorded the next episode, you have to vote for Donald J.
No. Well, and, please.
I'm here to tell you, Gustav. We have a letter.
Yay! Democracy is saved.
Yeah, so we're Team Kamala. We're good.
Yay!
So I want you to read it though.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Do you have the a screenshot or something? I don't think I can.
No, but I can forward it to you really quickly.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that works.
I was about to say, can you tell me your email?
But you know my email. Realized... You sent me stuff.
But then I realized that I'd be doxing you like heavily right now.
I could have messaged it to the.
Type it in the chat real quick because I'm logged into the Fix and Giggles account. Sure. I don't have anything sent to you. But I'll go ahead and preface that this is from longtime writer and fan of Young Sheldon. It's Alex.
Oh.
Yeah. So, all right. I just forwarded it to you. And I will follow along reading as well.
All right. It has not come through yet. Let me check my spam.
Oh, wow, okay.
Nope.
Said message sent. Yikes, this is embarrassing.
There we go, got it.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. Forwarded message from Alex. And Alex writes, "Hi there." Okay, could have used our names, but whatever.
Jesus, come on.
Pride Month has been wild. And I've finally got some downtime to listen to your latest podcast. The only, quote, mail time jingle that's got you beat in the official mail time jingle tier list, those each letter, each word capitalized, TM, is when Steve sang on Blue's Clues. Yeah, that's fair. He did have a good one.
Can't disagree with that one.
Hearing your so-called Jersey accent, parentheses, if your truth is your truth, then mine is mine, say... Shit-faced was a highlight, Kat.
You're welcome.
I probably should have mentioned a neutral accent in my email, so kudos to Mary. And then they ask, top favorite states, Gustav? You got a tier list for that? I could make one, for sure. hearing that you like foxes, meet Dusan, I'm guessing. Hyphenated surname withheld. Oh, that's a cute. It sent an adorable picture of a fox. Very cute. Okay, some of these references that they're making, I don't remember. Oh, this is.
I know. I really.
This is from your fanfics. I remember.
Oh, okay. Yes, this is from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. Because it was for the anniversary special.
The anniversary special.
Okay, yeah, because I was like, I saw the four Red Bulls, and I was like, what the hell are they riffing out of their room? I'm like, now I remember. Yeah, okay. Yeah, four Red Bulls. Okay, I'm listening now. And then they said, if I had a Wattpad account, I'd leave comments. Instead, I'll just let you know what I think here. Thank you, Alex. I love your Hedgehog/Echidna voices. And Knuckles' internal thoughts are great. Poor Nux, defeated by Sonic's untimeliness. So true. The pink VW Beetle just works so well for her somehow, for Amy. Knuckles would drive a red Jeep, sorry. A red Jeep Wrangler. Poor Nux, defeated two times. Yep. If what I heard is right, parentheses, I rewinded a few times and heard what I think is Yavala. Then that person is Russian and said, oh shit, I'm out. All right, thanks. If not, okay, I'm sorry. I took some Russian classes, so I know some baseline. Josh says that if it's Spanish, then it translates to, it's worth it. And when the same commenter commented, cello, I don't know there, in Spanish, the best thing he has is jealousy. Ah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah, because I remember there's that one commenter from the Wattpad that always comments stuff in Spanish or Portuguese or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have anything for that one unless the commenter switched to Slovenian for whatever reason and it means facepalm.
Keeping us on our toes.
Poor Tails, but perfect voice for him. Yeah, you nailed that. I remember that. I was like, yo.
Oh my god, thanks. That's crazy.
Nice little feminism moment for Amy. True.
Real.
Poor Tails times two, although it's his own big mouth's fault. That's, yeah, real. It's called Occam's Razor, Gustav. I don't remember what I was talking about.
I have no fucking clue, but I love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for correcting me. Love at first sight. About Helen Keller. Wow. Cat not pulling any punches, are you? Yeah, that was a good title. I liked it.
Thanks, man.
Well, I mean, did you say you wrote this like 4 years ago at 4 a.m.?
Yep.
And then poor Nux times three. Finally got a great date idea and Sonic cannot read the room. Well, Tails is basically a baritone Sheldon. Young Sheldon's balls haven't descended yet, so come to think of it, the two socially awkward child prodigies have a lot in common with each other. Both are, oh my god, they gave us a list. Both are young prodigies with advanced problem-solving abilities, exceptional academic aptitude and mastery of complex subjects at a very young age, a profound passion for science, technology, and other intellectual pursuits, difficulty relating to their peers due to their advanced cognitive abilities, a tendency to be blunt, literal, and struggle with understanding social cues and emotions, extremely detail-oriented, perfectionistic, and prefer following strict routines and rules, often misunderstood by those around them, and strong moral compass and sense of justice, which can sometimes put them at odds with others.
Huh. Literally, Tails is Sheldon coded.
Sonic, Young Sheldon crossover win? When are we doing that?
Literally, I've never seen them in the same room. Makes you think, huh?
Hmm. Interesting. Okay. I think that Tails is already... Tails' voice is already affecting your throat, Kat.
Yep.
Wow, confessions are difficult. You'd think he was trying to come out or something.
Oh my god.
Poor Nux times four. Nux. Yep. I said Nux, sorry.
Nux.
He's had enough of your shit, Sonic. I realize you said mentalist, Gustav, but at first I heard mentalist and I was like, a Simon Baker cameo? What? Whenever I'm driving, I can slam on brakes if one of those Karens cuts me off. This is a crazy long email, and I wonder if you will read this in your new email time segment. Oh, don't worry, Alex, of course.
Word for word, brother.
Anything for you, bud. If you do, don't use an accent that will hurt your voice. Oh, okay, good, I wasn't. I don't want to be the reason for your broken voice box. It's like gay rights, but for a straight couple. That's a sentence I very much thought I would never say. And very much not during Pride Month. Happy Genderqueer Day.
Yeah, this was written in June.
Yeah. That's when we last recorded. Holy shit.
Yep.
Quote, massive binder filled with paper, end quote. Sounds like the roommate agreement. Big Bang Theory Sheldon joke, lol.
Which I understood.
Shamey, Cuckles, Snails, and Tonic. Awesome. Eggman, fuck the world.
Just for the win, dumbass.
Oh, sure. Okay.
FT Dub, get with it, brother.
Sorry. I've lost my
no, it's fine.
Internet
it's fine.
Slang edge.
No, it's okay, dude. Live your truth.
Enter Sandman is my favorite Metallica song, but I would love to hear an Enter Eggman. Eggman is Sonic's enemy, not Amy or Knuckles or Tails. Why not side with him? He supports him. Quote, trying to kill you, respectfully, quote. Dude's literally a punch clock villain who's gonna destroy you only while his real enemy is teamed up to fight. We stand Ivo and his egg sack.
Oh, God.
Oh, Sonic, no kissing. Extremely bad timing. Peeking through the lines when Kat and Gustav start almost switching lines. applause for the play with the within a fic. Thank you.
Woo!
A tale we tell today, says Tails. Let's go, Ohio.
Skibbity Riz.
Skibbity Riz. Ironically, the love triangle between Knuckles, Amy, Sonic reminds me somewhat of Leonard, Sheldon, Amy. And Sheldon Amy is called Shamey, LOL.
Damn Yo, it! Everything comes back everything, to young Sheldon and Big
full
Bang.
Full circle, dude. Full circle.
No!
We can't escape.
I'm turning into everything I hate.
Poor Eggman. He doesn't get to finish his performance. Yet another thing Sonic is ruining. Sad emoji. Ivo and Miles need each other in this moment. LOL. Nuck's counting down to the last moment. Thanks, audience. You were great. Quote, to you, Sonic, you're just oblivious. This is similar, but not quite like the Tommy Kimmy arc on All Grown Up. Oh, yeah, I kind of remember that. Since Chucky is Tommy's best friend, but is also the overprotective big brother. He ruined their dual costume and broke up their friendship. So awful. Quote, just as important, but not in the same way, Nux. Like I said before, punch clock villain. Wouldn't be surprised if Eggman gave him space at his... lair after that mess. A choir is part of a chancel in a church. And in Spanish, it means want. So, ha! It is a real word.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch. I don't remember that conversation, but I'm sure, you know. It was on you.
Yeah,
Same bullshit.
I am usually the one to point out that kind of shit.
Yeah, so fuck you. Anyways, continue.
Oh no, Amy's toxic thoughts. Don't fall down the rabbit hole. 3:36 a.m. Is this when you were writing this?
Yep.
Again with Rouge. We love the bat thief with the pizza parlor, driving that sleek back Mercedes-Benz SLK Roadster.
You know it, brother.
You got me thinking about what they all drive ever since that VW mention. Is this a poem that they wrote? Oh, lyrics. Nope.
How fucking dare you? You don't recognize it?
No, I don't recognize it.
Oh, you fucking... Are you serious?
No, I don't. Bitch, I don't know this.
City Escape from Sonic...
Oh, yeah.
Sonic Adventure.
Yes. Okay, sorry. I didn't know the words.
Jesus Christ. I didn't know the words. Sing it, bitch.
I don't,
sing it.
You,
gun
I
to
don't,
head.
I don't know it.
Should I do it? Okay.
Yeah, you do it. I don't remember how it goes.
Danger is lurking around every turn. Trust your feelings, got to live and learn.
Oh, yeah.
I know with some look that I'll make it through. Got no other options, only one thing to do.
Get it.
I don't care what lies ahead. No time for guessing, follow my plan each day. Oh, instead, find that next stage, no matter what they may be. So take my lead, I'll set you free. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I remember the song, but I was like, I don't remember how it goes.
Okay, whatever you say, man.
Sorry.
It's fine. Go ahead.
I mean, the lyrics make sense for this meeting. So, you might be thinking, good in the morning for this. What? Did I read that? I have a stroke? So, you might be thinking...
No, okay.
Maybe it means
I'm smart at 3 a.m.
Okay. Yeah.
Wish it stuck around.
maybe Sonic will find a better girl for himself. Or Charmy B. Is it
Oh,
is it Charmy?
Not Charmy. Charmy B.
Is it Charmy or Charmy? I don't know.
I refer to them as Charmy.
Okay.
They're Charmy to me.
Okay. Or Charmy B. Charmy's a lot like Amy, right? Energetic, optimistic, a little irritating, but uber attached to whoever the romantic interest in is, etc. I heard groggery, but with the context, I think you said groggily about Tails. typewriter becomes type wad in the year of XX 2024. LOL. So, sequel play? Will Eggman return?
Who knows?
Overall, I've only really shipped Knuckles with Sonic and Amy. And Sonic. Knuckles with Sonic and Amy with Cream. Whoa. But this is... But
okay,
this,
LGBT.
Yeah, yeah. But this Nux Amy fic takes me through a lot. It's fun. It's emotional. It's a tad confusing, but gripping.
Amazing, what a wonderful review.
Amazing fic all around. 10 out of 10. Yo, thank you.
Let's fucking go. Okay.
Query. I have questions. What do you think of the live action Sonic movies? More specifically, what do you think about Stone and Robotnik's relationship?
All right, should we answer that?
Yeah. What do you go? You go first.
I fucking love the live action Sonic movies. I remember going to see the first one on opening night, which I believe was on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I went with my boyfriend at the time, and we're like the only two quote unquote adults that were willingly going to see the movie. And I fucking loved it. I loved the first one. I really loved the second one too. I didn't think the second one was as good as the first one overall, but I loved that it had more lore, like Sonic lore in it. Sorry, I choked. and then the third one, the trailer just came out, and let me tell you, I fucking cried. I started sobbing. So yeah, and then I like Stone and Robotnik's relationship. I think they're I like their interactions. Stone is a fucking Bozo the Clown, but I love him. What about you, King?
I think I've only seen the first one, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think I've seen the second one.
I think that's correct. I know we watched the first one together.
So I don't think I've seen the second one, but I did like it. I thought it was pretty good. As far as like those like live action video game adaptation movies go, I thought it was very solid.
It's the best one.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
It's the best one.
Who's Stone? I don't remember that character.
It was Eggman's henchman.
Oh yeah, I don't really remember.
Like the little Twinkie guy.
Oh yeah. I liked him too. I like their relationship because I like a classic bozo henchman and also slight like also like kind of idiot. Villain, but they don't realize it kind of thing. Classic. I love that shit.
Classic. Dude. OG.
Okay, query number two, they say. So, this time they ask. So, I know you guys like Sonic and Thomas. Any other shows? I think Social Skills is like the only thing you like from Sheldon, and I know you hate Muppets, so...
Wrong! What? Wrong!
Incorrect.
Wrong!
Take it back.
Listen, okay.
Take it back right now.
We do not hate Muppets.
We do not hate the Muppets.
We fucking hate Beaker.
Yeah, just Beaker.
And we fucking hate... No, and Sweetums.
And Sweetums, that's right.
And Sweetums. We fucking hate those two motherfuckers. Catch me in the streets with them, I will fucking curb stomp them.
Rip them seam from seam.
Literally. Pulled their fucking hands out of their ass. I hate them. But no, I love the Muppets. That's why we have Muppet Time.
Yeah, that's why we do Muppet Time.
That's because I force Gustav to look at them.
No, I like the Muppets. I'm not nearly as big of a fan as Kat, but I do like them.
Yeah. Also, Thomas, like the tank engine?
Like the tank engine? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
When did we talk about Thomas? When have we talked about...
I feel like we did bring it up once.
I mean, I love Percy. Percy's my favorite.
Oh, I think that's... I think Percy coded. We must have said that. We must have said something about that. We said... Yeah, because I said I like Toby, the...
Oh. No, I think you said you liked Gordon.
No, I said Toby, dude. I don't like Gordon. Fuck Gordon.
Okay. Sorry, dude. Sorry, I didn't mean to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, I remember. I know what I said, okay?
my apologies. But yeah, Social Skills is honestly the only thing that I like about Sheldon.
Yeah, no, I've not... watch the actual shows at all. So.
But other shows that I like, I love, might be a red flag, but I love Glee.
Hey, live your truth, brother.
Hey, I rewatch it every summer. I love Freaks and Geeks, How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
And then Survivor. Those are like my top four, I'd say. What about you, King?
I like Friends. That might be a red flag. I like
it. Is
it is
it is I'm talking right now
but I like Friends. Sorry I know. Boo. Tomato. Yeah.
Boo hiss.
I like Frasier. like a lot of 90s sitcoms.
Clearly.
Yeah, sorry. What else?
Fine.
I like iCarly. The old one. The old one. And the new one. The new one's pretty good, too.
The reboot was actually really good. Yeah. I haven't finished it, but I watched the first season.
Yeah, me too. What else? I like Gravity Falls. I'm rewatching that right now.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good mix.
Yeah.
Maybe more embarrassing than mine, but that's fine.
Damn, okay.
That was a good email.
It was. Thank you very much, Alex. Thanks for dropping a line.
Yeah, thank fucking God, too.
Yeah, because...
I was worried about your voting.
Yeah, could have been a disaster for America.
Literally.
It would have been all my fault.
Yeah, true.
All right. Well, please send us more emails, Alex. And anybody else.
Yeah, anyone else. All are welcome.
Please. We're begging you.
I'm begging, please.
All right. Shall we move on to Muppet time?
Always, brother. I'm always ready for Muppet time.
Muppet time.
Ooh, okay. That was good.
A little jazzy one. All right, let me get my image for you.
All right. I'm waiting.
You better be ready. I don't even know if you'll know this character, to be honest.
Okay. I'm ready to be schooled. Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that? What's wrong with them?
So,
I mean, sorry, he's so handsome. I love him. Who the maybe, fuck is this guy?
I think this is why Alex thinks you hate the Muppets, because you react like this.
Listen. If the audience could see what I'm looking at right now, I'll describe it to you.
Yeah, please.
So it is a blue dog.
Correct.
That has eyes that are too close to each other, in my humble opinion. Has a nose that's very shiny.
Yep.
Thin lips, like paper, like like a guy that wears a polo tucked into his khaki pants. And then he's talking on a red phone. That's what I'm looking at. He seems very kind. So tell me about him.
So this is Lamont is his name.
Oh.
And okay. he's like a one-off character.
That's apparent.
Yeah. He is Old Mother Hubbard's pet dog seen in a Sesame Street newsflash segment from a season 5 episode.
Okay.
So, like, they're doing a nursery rhyme. I don't know which nursery rhyme it is, but he's playing, like, a dog.
Clearly,
that's, like, hungry for dinner, and she's, like, messing up the words. So he is, instead of given a bone, he's given a phone.
Classic.
And,
Classic Mother Hubbard.
He normally just speaks in barks like a dog. Mm-hmm. But when he's handed the phone, he suddenly starts speaking in a British accent. And okay. He orders a meal from Wong's Chinese restaurant and invites Kermit to go along with them.
Okay, they besties. All right, maybe I like this guy.
Yeah, that's the entire lore that I have on him. He's just like from this one segment.
Love it. Okay.
What do you rate him?
I'll give him a 7 out of 10.
All right. Yeah.
If his eyes were not as scary,
yeah, they are.
Probably be an 8.
They
but,
are.
I'm gonna be vain for a moment.
They are. Seven. Yeah, they are unnervingly close together.
Yeah. What about you? What do you rate him?
I was gonna give him like a 5 out of 10, but since he's friends with Kermit, I think I'll give him. Yeah. I think I'll bumps him up a couple points. I think I'll agree with you.
Okay. Yeah. No. That.
But
being bros with Kermit.
If he weren't buddies with Kermit. Yikes.
He'd be on my shit list. He'd be there with Beaker. Kind of.
No, well, yeah. He'd be down there, but not... He's not Beaker level.
No. Nowhere near. Okay.
What's your guess for the fandom we're doing today?
Well, immediately I thought, because he's a blue dog, I'm like, is it Blue's Clues?
Oh, you're so close. Not quite, but you're very close.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
You want to try again?
Yeah, okay. I'll try again, and then maybe I'll get a hint. Okay, yeah. Well, if I'm close with Blue's Clues... Fuck, I don't know. Blues House, the spinoff series.
No, it's not that either.
Is it a children's show?
Yes, it is.
Of that era?
No, it's more recent, I think.
More recent. Oh, God. Okay, but it's close with Blue's Clues.
Like, the main character is a dog, if that helps.
Oh, sure. Oh, is it Bluey?
Yes, it's Bluey.
What the fuck? Okay. What fucking fix do we have on Bluey?
You know, there's actually a lot.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. Okay, Slay.
I think...
I've seen a little bit of Bluey.
Yeah, I've seen, like, bits and pieces. And,
My mom would watch it with my grandmother sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my grandmother had dementia, dude.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, okay. Need something
simple. Wow. Way to be insensitive.
Well, that
way to... My mother can't listen to this episode now. Huh. She can't listen to any of them. The only thing I've let her listen to is the fucking skit that I wrote us to do.
The anniversary one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I've seen like a little bit of Blue. And then one of my favorite podcasts, Elwood City Limits, which I was a guest star on. Everyone should listen to. Shout out Elwood City Limits. Canada located.
Yeah, Halifax, yeah.
They, on their Patreon that I'm a member of, they did like a little episode on Bluey. And it was really good.
So, nice. Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited but also terrified to see what you're about to read.
No, there was this one that I wanted to do, but it was really long. And I was like, we can't really do this. So, sure. I'll tell you what it
was. As long as it's nothing like the Lost episode of Figs and Giggles.
No, it's not. Good. Yeah, no.
Okay, thank God. All right, continue.
There is stuff out there like that. And No. I did read one that was... It wasn't that crazy, but I did read one that was kind of like that. And okay. I was like, let's not do this.
I don't want to be on a list.
Yeah. But the one I was going to do that's super long is like someone like rewrote the entire like Saw franchise, but like using Bluey characters.
Wait, that fucks though.
I know, it was so long though. It was like
bitch should not have been long.
It was like 20. It was like 23 chapters. They weren't super long chapters, but it was like it was like 13,000 words, and I was like, that's.
But gonna, like, I'm reading it.
Yeah, I was like, that's gonna. Well, it's just gonna. I was like, that's gonna take us like a good couple hours to read. So,
maybe that can be a new mini series.
Yeah, maybe we could like split it up. Yeah, because there's like part one and a part two, and they were both pretty long. So
okay, yeah, we'll talk.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, send me.
So I did some shorter ones. So this one, here's the first one. I thought this one was cute, and I think you'll enjoy it. There's a good crossover in it that I think you'll like.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Visit site, please. She's loading. Jesus, today, Junior.
Slow internet over there.
Hey, you're telling me, brother. Oh my God, Sonic the Hedgehog. Let's fucking go.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, yo.
All right. Okay, so we have Bluey Mania, written by Ghostwriter 2356. And then it's also written by Jacko_Joy Fox. And the summary is, Bandit finds Art, his daughter Bluey... What? Oh, there's not even a comma. Why did I read it like that? Bandit finds Art, his daughter Bluey, made of a particular hedgehog, and decides to introduce her to him properly. Okay, besties. And then, notes. Since Sonic is canon to exist in Bluey, we thought of doing this. Wait, really?
Is it? Yeah, I didn't know that part.
What the fuck? We'll look into that after.
They must mention it like at some point, like when they're playing video games or something.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh god, I'm gonna do an accent. You
gotta do your Australian accents.
Oh, fuck. Okay. This is also my first time. Fuck off, dude. Fuck off. This is also my first time collabing with Jacko, and it was fun. As always, I hope you enjoy and consider joining the Discord server with the Discord link. See the end of the work for more notes.
All right.
All right. So shall we get into it?
Take it away.
Okay. It was another average day in Brisbane. Bandit was home alone since Chili had to take Bluey and Bingo out shopping. Of course, they forgot to clean up after they were done in the playroom, so Classic. He went ahead and started Literally. So he went ahead and started to pick up some of the stuff they left laid around. As he cleaned, he got to a pile of drawings. It was normal stuff of the girls drawing of them. Or... wow, I just started and I'm already fucked up. It was normal stuff of the girls drawing of them or places they'd been to. They'd pretend. Jesus, cat, yeah. come on.
No, that is weird. That is weird phrasing.
They'd pretend to be at. Thank you. Except one that took his attention. Oh, God. What's this?
Nope, you committed it. You did it.
Okay. He said to himself. As he went down to see what the drawing was, he was hit with a moment of shock. He recognized it as something Bluey would draw. How'd she know about this? God.
That's pretty good, actually.
Fuck off, you're lying.
No, it's actually not bad.
He couldn't believe it, but then the excitement flowed through him. His tail wagged in joy. He was holding a drawing of Sonic the Hedgehog. No. He didn't know how she knew about him, but he couldn't be happier. He now had a goal to properly show her the blue blur.
Yeah.
That's fucking go. Right. A few hours later, Chili would return with the girls. Bingo was eager to get back to playing tea party with their stuffed toys, while Bluey wanted to draw something again. Before Bluey could even step foot in the playroom, Bandit was there by the walkway, stopping her from going in. "Aye, mate, was wondering if I could ask you something." She could hear the eagerness in his voice. It was honestly a bit silly, seeing her dad so eager to ask something, when he never was in response to questions she had. She could even see that he was hiding something behind his back, which made her all the more curious. "Okay," she asked as she raised an eyebrow, curious as to what her father could have wanted. She noticed his tail having a slight wag, and he held an excited, filled smile. He held up the drawing she did earlier from behind his back. "This is a pretty good drawing, Bluey. How did you come up with it?" He honestly was a bit curious, considering she only got tablet time during the weekend. Nonetheless,
good parenting.
Bandit eagerly... Real. Take notes, guys. Nonetheless, Bandit eagerly waited for his daughter's response. Bluey's eyebrows went up as she recognized the drawing. "Oh, I saw him on the internet. He looked so cool and he was so fast. I don't know his name, but I like him." She smiled cheerfully at the answer she gave. Honestly, I kind of ate on that line.
Yeah, you really did, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm really getting confident right now.
Yeah.
Bandit raised an eyebrow at her answer, smiling back down at Bluey as he kneeled to her level. "His name is Sonic, and he's a very cool dude indeed. He protects lots of people and fights villains." I've lost it.
Yeah, you're slipping into your David Attenborough there a little bit.
You know. The big blue healer exclaimed, shout out to Texas Pete, by the way, he's kind of a healer.
True.
"You know, I might have some of his games on my computer, if you'd like to try them out." "Games?" she exclaimed, instantly wanting to try, her tail wagging a million miles a minute. "I want to try!" She cheered out in joy, eager as ever to play whatever this Sonic guy is. Dude, she's just like me for real. I'd be kicking my tootsies out when somebody whips out Sonic Adventure for the GameCube.
You're like, yay!
Literally, I'm punching the air, brother.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's me, though. Bandit held out his hand for Bluey, grabbing onto hers and heading into his home office. He sat down on his yoga ball and turned on the computer, quickly fiddling with some icons on the desktop.
He would have a fucking yoga ball sit out at his desk.
Fuck you. He's a good man. He's working on that posture.
Yeah, ergonomic.
Literally, like UNCSA level shit right there. We could have the option to sit on yoga ball.
That's right. I remember that.
Eventually, there was a sound of a game booting up on his PC. A white screen with blue text on it, followed by a voice saying the word displayed. Sega...
Nailed it.
Bandit... Thanks, brother. Yeah, I practiced. Bandit got off of the yoga ball and rolled it to the side, letting Bluey use his wheelie chair to sit at his desk.
Gamer chair.
Bluey saw the... his gamer chair. Bluey saw the blue hedgehog wagging his finger with such a cool demeanor. Hell yeah, brother. She smiled as she liked looking at him. The music filled her with excitement. "What's this game called?" she asked as she looked at Bandit, her smile brimming ear to ear. "Sonic Mania. It isn't the first game, or really the last, but it's the one I found to be most enjoyable." Bandit brought his hand over to her head, gently messing with her fur as he pet her. Now, you have to use a controller. Luckily, I've got always got one in my drawers.
And his underwear. Down and opens. What?
Whoa.
Whoa.
He has pockets. Your silence is deafening.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No, I didn't. Your microphone cut out. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh. No worries. We'll move past.
All right.
He reached down and opened one of the drawers. Don't assume.
I'll hear it later. I know when I'm editing.
Oh, God bless. He reached down and opened one of the drawers in his desk, pulling out a controller and wire for Bluey to use. He plugged into the computer before handing it off to his daughter. It's not odd to get started with, but you can always ask me if you need help, all right? Okay, she cheered. She held the controller, and it was a bit big for her, but she didn't mind. She started the game going through the menus till the game actually started. She watched the cutscene play out. Oh, I was about to do a Sonic impression, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's still
her.
I was about to go, whoa! Whoa, he looks so cool on that plane. And who's driving it? She asked as she saw what she could make out as a yellow fox driving. That's Tails. He's Sonic's best mate. He's like a little brother to Sonic, Bandit explained. Like me and Bingo, Bluey interjected suddenly. Yeah, that's right. Like you and Bingo, Bandit smiled. Reaching over to mess her fur a bit, the cutscene went on for a little bit longer until Sonic was finally in Green Hill Zone. Love Green Hill Zone. Now, there are these rings you have to collect. They're like points. When you have a lot of them, you can get hit and not... What? You can get hit and not lose a life. And the robots, they're bad guys. You have to fight them and free the animals. He was eager to spill the beans about...
Kept going.
Oh, he was eager to spill the beans about everything, but he wanted to give a basic rundown so Bluey could understand it better. Bluey moved with the analog stick and immediately noticed the movement. Whoa, he's fast, she pointed out. She then tried pressing one of the buttons, and he jumped into the air in a ball. Coo! He goes up to jump! She smiled watching as she did things, slowly figuring out her way around the game. Bandit idly watched as Bluey got used to the controls, still eager to spout off more facts he thought were interesting about the series. He just wanted to see his daughter enjoying the games he loved so fondly, since they had a big impact on his love of gaming. He smiled softly, seeing the excitement on her face. That was enough. Bluey started to bob her head as she played. The music was so cheerful and awesome to her.
True.
Her tail couldn't stop wagging. Literally, I'm kicking my toes just thinking about that soundtrack.
Yeah, Green Hill Zone 1 soundtrack goes so fucking hard.
Literally. My favorite is when it's like the levels that you do with Eggman, and the music goes...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sonic soundtrack is...
They put something in that, dude. Yeah. They put something in
laced.
That.
Laced with something.
Literally. Something's in the water, brother. Her tail couldn't stop wagging. Her face couldn't stop smiling. She got more used to the controls and was starting to go faster as she played. I like how fast he is. This is so much fun, she let out as she played. Yeah, the music is good, too. That's what we said.
Yo.
Really gets into your head. Dude, I'm just like this man. Bandit sat back down on his yoga ball, finally at eye level with the game as Bluey played. Eventually, she made it to the mini-boss at the end of Act 1. Oh, they even got the names right. They do call them acts. This would be a test of her skill.
They know the lore.
Yeah, they respect the game. This would be a test of her skill to see how she could beat it. Bluey got hit a few times and she groaned in frustration, but she continued anyway. Learning the pattern of the boss, she eventually was able to give the finishing blow defeating the boss. She cheered in joy from that. I did it! A signpost fell from the sky and Sonic and Tails, lowercase, performed a little victory pose. This is so much fun, Dad! And this is so cool! She couldn't be happier to play this game. Bandit's tail wagged excitedly behind him, lightly bouncing on the yoga ball as he watched his daughter feeling so happy over her little victory. Good on you, Bluey! And that's not even the best part of the game, he said, now eager to show her what he assumed she might find to be quite amazing. What else could there be? Bluey asked, now curious. Brandon gently took the controller from Bluey's hands, making sure the game autosaved before he exited out to the menu. He pressed on a file that was already completed with Sonic alone, starting the game back and collecting 50 rings in the first level. Watch this, kiddo. He smiled, pressing for Sonic to jump before hitting the button that had an icon on the screen in the top right. Instantly, Sonic had turned golden yellow, shimmering and making cool poses on the screen. That is Super Sonic, and he's pretty much invincible.
Clownfishes.
Fishes, clownfishes. Bluey's eyes went wide at the sight. The golden hero before her. That's so cool! I want to try! She reached for the controller, but Bandit pulled it away. Hey, she said, slightly upset. You can't just be Super Sonic immediately. It's something you earn by trial and error. Bandit put the controller down, looking Blue in the eyes. It took me a while to even get to where I am now, because this game can really challenge you. But if you put in effort and you can be a great gamer. You're already pretty tough, so I know you can do it, mate. He smiled softly. Bluey frowned at first, but then she got a serious face. All right then, I'll do it, she said as she was filled with determination. She looked back to Bandit and smiled at him with her newfound resolve. Bandit handed the controller back over to Bluey, not before going back out on his file and back into her new one. He was happy to see that she genuinely wanted to improve, but not just find the easy way out. As a kid, Bandit looked for the easy way in these types of games. He didn't see the appeal and the challenges they gave until much later, when he finally beat one without help. He was grateful to be able to teach this lesson to Bluey.
Aw.
End. And then we have notes. Hey, Jacko here. This story was comforting to write, and it made me feel like I could really put a bit of myself in Bandit. He's a great dad, and I'm sure he and Blue will have so many more fun experiences with gaming in the future. Hell yeah, dude. I'm gonna throw you some kudos. Shall we look at the comments?
We shall. We should.
Okay, so
we will.
We have... Hey, real. So we have Unca AJ says, this was so cute. I loved every word. Always good to see Best Dad, Bandit, and Bluey having fun. Gotta go fast. And then we have both of the authors replying.
Yo.
Ghost Rider. Whoa, mentioned. They said, I enjoyed it. Short and sweet. Writing it with Ghost was very fun, and it allowed me to really reach into my inner Bandit healer. Hoping to write more like this someday. And then we have System Shocker 287. I wonder if the Dreamcast exists in this world. Oh, God.
Yeah, we gotta know, man.
Literally, please let me know. Ghost Rider said, possibly we know Nintendo exists as Paw-tendo. Aww. Wait, oh, I love that. And then we have Space Stoutland saying, that's Tails. That's Tails. He's Sonic's best mate. He's like a little brother to Sonic, Bandit explained. Like me and Bingo. Bluey interjected suddenly. Like her and Bingo. Yes! They're even the same colors.
Oh, true.
Ah, this is such a cute concept. I love the idea of Bandit being into Sonic the Hedgehog. Since he was 10 in the 80s, then he was probably in his teens when the first Sonic game came out. It's good to see he still runs with the blue blur these days. This also works as a great bonding activity for these two. This was amazing. They both felt so in character. And then Ghost responds, thank, we certainly tried to capture how the show would react to this. It's also special since it's canon, Sonic exists in Bluey, so we had fun here.
I gotta look this up. Yeah. I gotta see if this is true. Bluey.
Yeah.
Sonic.
I wanna make sure that we're not spouting lies on this podcast.
Oh, it does exist.
Whoa.
Let me see. There's a little YouTube clip.
Real? Huh. Oh, yeah. I'm on Reddit. And there's a photo that somebody did of a screenshot, and it's literally like a drawing that has...
Oh, yeah. That's Sonic.
Sonic. Did you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
I was about to send it to you. Yeah. Okay, slay.
So, right, yeah, he did draw
her. Since this is realism, that's gonna add points.
Yeah, so she did draw him. That's cool.
Okay. So I guess we should rate it, yeah?
Yeah. What do you think?
Rate it, and then we'll leave a comment. I really liked it. It was really cute, especially since apparently it is in lore.
Yeah, I like the.
I mean, even if it wasn't, I fuck with Sonic.
Yeah.
That's
why I picked this one. I was like that. I was like, Cat's gonna like this one.
Hell yeah, brother. I'm gonna give it. I'll give it a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I think it's well written.
Like if they were repping the Dreamcast, it'd be 10 out of 10.
Yeah. You gotta
9 out of 10, teetering on 10.
Yeah. I think it's well written. Not too many grammatical errors that we can make fun of, but you know.
I guess it's like really good.
Yeah, I guess it's like, you know, proper grammar and everything, whatever.
It's like really whatever. Put me out of a job, but
yeah.
Fine.
I was gonna give it an 8 out of 10, so I think we'll 8.5 out of 10. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's leave a comment. Okay. Dear Ghost and Jacko. I loves me some blue blur action. And Bluey is pretty cool too. What else should we say?
Oh man. I'm second. We should mention our favorite Sonic game.
Oh. Okay, Cat's favorite Sonic game is Sonic Adventure. What's it called? Sonic Adventure DX Director's Cut?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, no, my favorite's 2.
Yeah, 2.
Because that has to be escaped. So, yeah, Sonic Adventure 2.
That's my favorite as well.
And, okay. And Gustav is copying her answer. Parentheses loser.
I'm sorry, I haven't played that many. To be fair, I haven't played that many Sonic games.
Well, fuck off. Anything else?
No, I think that's good.
All right. Okay. Well then, peace and love.
Peace and love.
Okay. So as written, dear Ghost and Jacko, I loves me some blue blur action, and Bluey's pretty cool too. Cat's favorite Sonic game is Sonic Adventure 2, and Gustav is copying her answer, parentheses, loser, and parentheses. Peace and love, Cat and Gustav.
Yeah, that's good.
Comment. She's there. Oh, and this was written in, just for context for our audience, this was written in 2013.
Oh, wow.
2023.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 2023.
Sorry.
I was like, whoa.
2023. They predicted Bluey. Slay. That was good. That was a good find, dude.
Thank you. You ready for the next one?
Always. Lay it on me, brother.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, God. You're laughing.
This one's funny.
Okay.
So this one's like a... It's like...
What? How do you pronounce that?
It's Maho no Boken. It's Japanese. It means magical adventure.
Okay. This would be something you write. Okay. So
you'll see why.
We have Bluey. Can you pronounce it?
Maho. No Boken.
Okay. So we have Bluey Maho no Boken introductions by SMKZX7. And summary is just a little something I might do.
There's more. There's like more than the introduction, but they're all split up into like little different
works,
I guess. But yeah, I can send you the next
chapter. Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Okay, chapter 1 introductions. Oh, I don't want to be mean, but this looks like Chris Chan art.
It does. You're right. I didn't even think of that.
Oh, Christ.
Okay,
I love it.
Readers, listeners, please. If you're on our, it's on Spotify that we can post like the links, right?
I think.
And maybe
any
Apple.
It's
please
it's
go
in,
to the description.
It's in our caption.
Please go to the description and read this one because you need to see the There's illustrations for these.
Oh my god! Okay, so we have a drawing on blue paper. at the top it says, "Bluey, Maho no Boken." And then it has a family portrait.
Oh yeah.
Of who I can only assume is the father.
Yeah, in the center.
With
yeah.
With Bingo on top of him.
Yep.
Bluey.
With butterfly wings.
With butterfly wings to his right, but picture left, and then his wife, whose name I don't know.
Chili,
thank you. Oh yeah, I did just read that, didn't I? Chili wearing a green
cape, I guess, but it looks like a blanket.
Cape, or it kind of looks like she is just this really high-rise pants that are covering her arms. I love it. I fucking love it. Okay, so let's get to reading. When the healers and their friends are sucked into the fairyland, the Celtic otherworld, dude. Pronounce this.
I think it's I don't know how to pronounce Irish, so anybody
anybody
correct my Gaelic, but I'm gonna try. I think it's Tír na hÉuga.
Should I call Chelsea really quick? I don't think you'll be able to hear her, but
is she even awake right now?
Yeah. What time is it in Ireland?
Like 8 o'clock, I think.
Eight p.m. Eight p.m.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, Chelsea's awake.
Okay. Yeah. Try to give her a call.
All right.
Phone a friend.
I hope the podcast can pick that up.
I don't even hear your phone ringing if you have it on speaker.
Hello?
Hey, Chelsea. I'm recording the podcast right now. Are you okay being recorded on that, audio-wise?
Sure, but I can't guarantee I'd be funny.
Oh, don't worry. We don't need you for that. We need you for a pronunciation of an Celtic word.
Ooh, I don't speak Gaelic like at all. What is it?
It's here. Can I send it to you on a Discord message real quick?
Yeah, hold on. Can I put this on speaker?
Oh yeah, babe. Live your truth.
Someone Google now. Okay, so I have a friend recording a podcast right now. Oh. And I'm being trucked. What is that?
Tír na hÉuga?
Tír na. Is that like, it looks like Tír na nÓg but with ho in it. Yeah. It's like, I think hog means ass.
It means so, ass?
That's Tierna, like, is I don't really land know.
I feel like maybe they're spelling it wrong.
Yeah, okay, yeah, because on this fan fiction we're reading, it says they're claiming that it translates to land of youth.
What? No, that's Tír na nÓg. Tír na nÓg is the land of youth.
Oh, okay. I'll be sure to rip them a new one in the comments.
Please, is this on Wattpad?
This is on AO3.
Oh my god, the scholar site.
Alright, thanks, Chels. Thank you, Chels. I'll talk to you later. Alright, bye, babe.
Alright.
Okay, so this translation is wrong.
You're on thin ice, SMKZX7.
Yeah. Okay, so Tír na hÓg is what we're going to go with if it comes back up. Which allegedly translates to land of youth.
I will give them the benefit of the doubt that maybe they saw it like written in like some weird script that made the N look like an H. I will give them the benefit of the doubt on that.
All right, man. Whatever you say, dude.
Or they're just stupid.
Hey, no.
Maybe. Okay.
Okay. Land of youth. Bandit and Chili are turned into children. Now with Bandit at age 11 and Chili a little younger than Bingo, Bluey and her family must journey all over this magical land to find their friends. The other grown-ups also got turned into kids. And away home. All while fighting the evil black loin dog King Ashes and his forces who are hell-bent on taking over both this world and theirs. In Celtic folklore, the land of youth can be reached by entering ancient burial mounds or caves, by journeying through a mist, by going underwater, or by traveling across the sea for 3 days on an enchanted boat or Manannan's horse. An Australian city called Melbourne has a secret burial mound in the oldest park, Flagstaff Gardens, formerly called Burial Hill. Well, the healers are on their holiday at Melbourne Muffin, okay, wanting to the fairyland after learning of it, started digging to it. I read that correct.
That's grammar.
Her other family members tried to stop her, but to no avail. All right, that's the end of part one.
That's the intro.
We have six comments. Oh, Jesus. Holy fuck.
Oh my god, they have like a lot of they have a lot to say.
It's like someone defending their fucking doctoral. Yeah. Okay, this is a fascinating idea. I used the land of youth in Celtic mythology was ingenious. I honestly wish I had known about it. It makes more sense and is less cringe than the world of imagination. Okay. I see something about the fat rat. I'm not reading all this, dude. This is fucked on. Shout out to this comment section, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's leave a comment real quick. Hey, SMKZX7. We just called our...
Irish friend.
And she said...
And she informed us.
And she informed us that... And then let me copy and paste whatever the fuck this thing is.
Tirnahoiga
does not, in all capitals, translate to... Land of youth, and I'll capitalize youth in capitals. However, comma, I will still continue to read. Oh, we will still continue to read. Peace and love. Cat and Gustav. Okay. Hey, Eskimzuxer. We just called our Irish friend, and she informed us that Tiernahog does not translate to land of youth. However, we will still continue to read. Peace and love, Cat and Gustav. Comment. All right. Carrying on to the next chapter.
Next chapter, y'all.
All right, chapter 2. Oh, Christ. I already forgot there was drawings. Yeah,
there's more.
Okay, so chapter 2. Kai Kinshi.
Yes.
Summary. Yeah. Summary, just so you know, this story was inspired by Adventurous. In fact, this idea was first a sequel to Adventurous. That's what up with the spell sword.
Spell sword?
there was no reason for me to read it like that. that's what up with the spell sword thing in the art. Okay, word. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Anyways, I then thought I might be a while for Adventurous to even finish, so I should just make my own fic. Bluey Mahonoboken won't have classes, FYI. This is because I didn't want to make a copy of Sweet and Lowly's story, and a class synonym doesn't really make sense for my story's world. Inspired by Miyamoto... Was that right?
Sorry, I was looking up what Adventurous is. Yeah, Miyamoto.
Miyamoto. Iori from Fate/Samurai Remnant. Not one-to-one, though. He is also the Valerie XB for the story. Okay, so now we have a drawing of God knows who.
It's Kai Kinshi, dude.
Oh, it's Kai Kinshi. Sorry. I meant, like, the dog.
I think this is an OC, man.
Oh, it's an OC?
Yeah.
Okay, dude, I respect it. That makes sense. All right, so there's four different versions of him. One is him standing, crossing his arms like a G.
He's a dual wielder.
Yeah, he's a dual wielder. And then he has the spell sword. And he can shoot fireballs out of his hand apparently. He seems really chill.
Yeah.
I'd fuck with him. I would get a drink with him. Okay, so... Now we're gonna read. Kai Kinshi is a Kai Ken. His mom named him that since she thought it would be cute. Okay, Slay. Ever since he was little, Kai was said to have an old soul. At age 7, he was already acting like a teen. However, he did play games with his friends. Akamaru, Koromaru, Iggy. Oh, triggering.
Ooh, yikes.
In Ain. Ain? Yeah.
I think so.
Ain.
Yeah.
No, we'll go with that.
Yeah.
He was the most responsible of his friend group. He works hard in school since he does want to have a good life. But he does make time for fun since life's just better that way. In his teens, he acts like a young adult who is very responsible. He has zero patience for those who...
He has
zero...
yeah.
He has zero patience for those no should know better and doesn't act like it or bullies. He will help anyone who needs it since it would be the right thing to do. Okay. Even as a little kid, he was strong for his age, and he had a very durable body. Not once did he ever have a bone break, as in a car break, in his body. And he was in some pretty bad fights. Every time he's knocked down, he gets back up again. The list goes on. He also has a fear of water. Does he have rabies? Rabies?
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, does this guy have rabies? Check on your friends if they're scared of water.
He has a little sister.
My computer was messing up.
Okay.
He has a little sister, Nanako, who he loves very much. She's sweet, kind, caring, energetic, daring, bubbly, fun to be with, fun-loving, funny, and cute. He takes his role as a big bro very seriously and tries to set a good example for her, and he will do everything in his power to make sure she's happy. His friend has a kendo dojo that has been passed down through the generations. He's even an instructor there. Kai Duel wield kendo swords made of wood, since he think dual wielding swords is awesome. He's very skilled in sword combat.
He's valid for that.
Yeah, sword awesome. Sword awesome, dude.
Sword awesome, bro.
In a way, you could say it's in his blood. Akamaru is the loudmouth, knucklehead, hyperactive, hair-brained best friend of Kai. His mom and dad are divorced, but they ended things on good terms. Yeah, divorce with a capital D. But they ended on good terms, dude. It's fine.
That's fine.
Akamaru pisses others off very easily, but his friends and family care of him, though. Kai is 100% his impulse control. As for his friends, Koromaru is the more level-headed one besides Kai. He's bookworm and an A-plus student, so he's ultra-smart. Iggy is like Akamaru, but lazier and even more of a punk. Yeah, that makes sense.
That checks out.
If you know, you know. Ayn is a bubbly tomboy who had a bit of a crash on Kai when they were little. She still kind of does, but she mostly over it. She's also a gamer girl. She really likes RPGs. Okay, all right. Slay. Barkley is the new kid.
Who the fuck is... Okay, yeah, clearly he's the new kid. Who the hell is Barkley?
He's the new kid. Barkley is the new kid in Kai's high school who became fast friends with him and his friends. He really into music. Oh my god, he's kind of like us.
Yo, we're Barkley, bro.
As mature as he is for age, Kai is a big fan of anything and everything fantasy and magic. He and his friends kind of always wish they could go on an isekai adventure. They got their wish when they are spirited away to another world, one of magic too. There, the group learns that they have magical power there. Kai seemed to be the strongest. Only one
man. They share the same power.
Kai seemed to be the strongest out of the six of them. He loved heavy magic. In a way, he did kind of wish that his sis was here when they sent with. In a way, he kind of wished that his sis was here with they since she would love it in the magical world. But on the other hand, he's kind of glad she isn't, since the magical world is very dangerous. Okay? He likes to look out for his loved ones.
Yeah.
For a while, the six friends were just exploring the new world till one day on a quest, they got separated.
Oh no!
The whereabouts of Kai's friends are unknown! Oh my god, Kai own hopes their well-being.
What? Kai own hopes their well-being. Oh yeah, okay. He owns the hopes. They are...
Much later, the Kai-kin ran into four healer pups, two blue and two red. Their names are Chili, Bandit, Bingo, and Bluey. Aw, don't I know him, brother. Kai enjoys being around Bluey and Bingo. Their bubbly energy reminds him of his little sister, Nanako. He is training capital. The two to be use their magic better in combat. Bingo and Bluey sees Kai as the big bro they never had, and even a bit of their dad in him. He and Bandit don't get along too well, since he didn't believe that him and Chili were adults before they... And their kids got into this magical... How much fucking longer is this, dude? Okay.
Just a couple more paragraphs. I was there.
Not at first, anyways. First spelled in, like, the place.
Yes, yeah. Abbreviated.
Abbreviated, yeah. That's a better explanation. He did not do himself any favors, spelled in the funny way. with this childish personality.
Spelled the correct way.
With the teen Kai Ken, especially when he finally believed that Bandit and Chili was telling the truth. Bandit doesn't like to being talked down to by someone who's younger than him and isn't even out of high school yet. Don't I know it, brother? The two don't hate each other, but they do need some time to grow on one another. Bandit does like that Kai is nice to his girls, and Kai does see some of his own father in Bandit, in the sense that he cares about his family. He finds...
Like, gives her... Yo, what for what?
Why? Why are they fining Chili?
Yeah, what'd she do?
Yeah, I thought he likes women. He finds Chili to be very cute, both before and after he found out that she was an adult. After he did, he saw a bit of his own mother. Kind, wise, patient, resilient. Is that actually how you spell resilient?
I think so. Let me double check.
No fucking way. That's not actually how you spell resilient.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God.
You spell it with an A?
Okay, sorry for... No, but I'm sorry for bullying the author for just assuming that they misspelled resilient.
You were like, they don't have that one.
No.
No way they got that.
I'm going to assume. Well, you know what they would say about assuming. Strong-willed, brave, loving, caring. Okay, caving.
What?
Caving. You know, that
yeah, giving a
wonderful
in.
Trait to have.
Yeah, just giving in to everything.
Caving.
Especially to her family. Yeah, she's just a pushover.
Can loosen up and have fun when she feels like she can. A great authority can put her foot down when she needs to. Would do almost anything for her family and is very scary when she mad. However, he also see that she's been trough a lot.
Trough a lot.
Yeah, trough a lot. She's like a horse. she troughs. Chili finds. Oh, okay. So they're okay, finding each other. Right, least, okay.
Reciprocity. That's important.
Yeah.
In a friendship.
Yeah. Chili finds the Kai Ken teen to be a very kind young man and very wise for his age.
How much are they charging each other, man? What's the fine?
We'll ask. Kai hopes to find his friends
okay.
and a way home for them and the healers and their friends. Powers and abilities. He was strong back home, but now with magic, he's almost invincible. His already incredible strength had increased to the point he can break rock by punching.
Yo!
Oh my, that's fucking crazy. He can also cast some spells, lightning, fire, and energy blast.
Oh, so that's what that fireball is. Oh no, he can do fire.
He can do fire. Yeah, but it might have been fire and energy blast. You never know. He also has his one-man army technique where he makes magical clones of himself. The clones usually disperse once they take enough damage. It's pretty much the shadow clone technique from Naruto. So, Kai doesn't use...
Just ripping off manga. I see you.
Oh, we know. It happens.
It happens.
Disperse. It's pretty much the shadow clone technique from Naruto. Okay, Kai doesn't use this spell a lot since he would rather have one-on-one fight. Heard, brother.
He has pride. Too much pride.
Yeah, he has pride. He also has the power of enchantment. He can channel his magical energy through his wooden swords so they can cut, throw stuff, and do energy slashes.
They can cut, throw stuff, and do energy slashes? Damn.
No. They can cut, throw stuff.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No, it's cut, throw stuff.
I got it. Yeah.
There's no
I see.
Commas.
Okay.
He can enchant objects like his kendo swords as well. Equipment. He has on kendo swords made of wood on his person when he got spirited away. Others often being surprised by his weapon of choice, at some point he enchanted them. Now, not only can they cut throw most anything without channeling his magical energy through them, if he's holding just one, he can either teleport the other to his free hand or teleport himself to where the other sword is.
Okay, that's actually handy.
Yeah, if someone is holding one of the swords, they can teleport to whoever's holding the other one. This makes for some great team combos. Okay, well, there's no comments. Yet, I'm gonna leave a kudos. Okay. Okay. Dear author, why must Kai Ken find Chili? She didn't.
She didn't do anything. She's just a great mother.
Yeah, she's just a great. Mother lost in a new world. At least You had her fine back. Comma, feminism wins again.
Feminism, FTW, which apparently means fuck the world, in my opinion.
Feminism wins again. Peace and love.
Cat and Gustav. Gustav.
All right, so we have, dear author, why must Kai Ken find Chili? She didn't do anything. She's just a great mother lost in a new world. At least you had her find back. Feminism wins again. Peace and love, Kat and Gustav. Comment. When was this one written? 2024. A few months ago.
May. Okay. Yeah.
But updated last month.
Yep.
Cool. I'm ready, this one 10 out of 10. 10 out of fucking 10, dude.
I think I would normally give it like a 4 out of 10, but the illustrations, man.
That they really
carry. Yeah, I'm gonna give it an 8 out of 10. So I think we can give it a 9 out of 10 combined.
That's
score.
That's crazy, dude.
Well, readers, I hope you. I really hope that you can view this on your phone or computer so you can enjoy these lovely illustrations that the author has provided for us.
Literally, put this shit in MoMA. It deserves to be there.
Put it in the Louvre.
The Louvre. Yeah, man. Wow, that was wild.
So those are my Bluey picks.
Dude, you two solid ones, man.
Thank you. I still don't know what adventurous is. I couldn't find that.
It's okay. It's not for us.
We don't need to know every part of the lore.
We don't need to know.
We can leave some to the author's discretion. Yeah.
Yeah. That too. Yeah. Trust the process.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this episode, the latest episode of Just for Fixing Giggles. Don't forget to please drop us a line at our email, fixinggiggles@gmail.com.
That's correct.
And follow us on Instagram and TikTok at fixinggiggles.
That's correct.
On both platforms. Wow. I remembered this time. Yay!
I think you remembered last time, too.
I did. I got it. This is growth.
Proud of you. It is.
All right. We'll see you next time, whenever that will be.
Yeah. God bless, brother.
Bye.